Blog Talk Radio.
I spend my time making handmade goods and stuff, not learning how to design an online store. That's why I use Shopify. Shopify allows me to I can easily add my logo to my store so my brand stands out. This looks a bit too small. Let's make it bigger. Nice. That looks great. I just released a new collection that I want to showcase to my customers. Let's add a hero image at the top of my homepage. That's nice. I'll even add some text letting visitors know it's a new collection, and then add a clickable button. I want to add some fresh new colors and fonts to my store. Let's change the body color and something that fonts something more fun. Like this one. Now, take a look on the big line. Looks like it's really coming together nicely. Are you ready to start selling your handmade goods online? Go to Shopify.com and start your online store today.
Thank you.
the 4 inches look at me in the bed and you again. The 7 foot.
Thank you. Thank you. Help Oh, Thank you.
to love again. Oh, please.
Let's see.
This is the recording show, live from East Orange, Queens, New York.
Thank you.
Nah, you can text your brother. Fuck you. Who the hell are you?
Thank you.
goes.
Using you, stomach you, take you off the couch.
Once a gangster, always a gangster.
It's a scale, always a scale.
Why is it so hard to see?
Fucked up. Gave him a meal. Want to scout? Oh, we can scout. There he
I got a mixed feelings. I'm excited to come on the job. Maybe they're not going to do much good.
How does that mean? Well, you always want it to turn out right. That can happen.
For free lunch.
A lawyer. A courtroom. It's
horrified, ma'am.
Lost one big brother. Seriously, I stuck one for some of them. Thank you.
Let's find out more. Let's do it.
Before I give this video, I want to know, if you could have any job in the media, what would it be? Would you be a director? Would you be a news reporter? Would you be a weather girl? Like, what would you guys do? Let me know down there. You could also be an actor. So right now, you guys are looking at this Romanian TV weather girl. Her name is Roxana Menzia. So during the broadcast, I don't know why she was doing this, but she all of a sudden decided to get up and start doing some jogging, and then she started doing some jumping jacks. I don't know why she was doing, like, jumping jacks. I think, like, maybe this was, like, some weird dancer, like, move to the yacht so they could get better weather for the day. But anyways, during it, all of a sudden, her boobs just pop out. I gotta say, all the lesbians and all the dudes out there, when these little puppies came out like little groundhogs and plants, they're all like, wow! Because it was just like flapping in the wind. And then this was until they saw their shadow, and then they like came back in, and they all took them back away, right? Which is good news, guys, because for boobs, when they come out to play, that means there's only a couple of weeks of winter left, because they're all like, put me in a bikini! Summer's right around the corner. Now, for some of you guys who watch this, like, yo, babe, what did you send to that video? Well, it wasn't us, it was actually the TV station that did it in the first place. As for Roxana, I gotta say, it's good news that she didn't get into any trouble or get suspended for this, you know, act. Because let's be real, I mean, like, this whole thing was just an accident. She should be in trouble for it because her boobs came out. Like, it's, you know, what they call a wardrobe malfunction. But I will definitely say this. This girl needs to get a proper bra because sometimes they say when you get bigger breasts, you're not getting the right actual size, and therefore they pop out. Anyways, I want to know your thoughts on it. Do you think she's a cute-looking girl? Let me know down in the comments below. But thanks for watching, guys. I'm Dave Wolf. Keep it real, keep it up, keep it up close to that. Up there in the real world. Bye. Number 10. Okay, so Anchor's completely losing it, and a funny news story isn't exactly a new thing, but I've got to admit, I didn't expect it to happen in this clip. I mean, sure, the footage of a dog honking a car horn is pretty cute, but it's not like the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. But apparently, this presenter obviously disagreed with me, because she just couldn't stop herself from laughing for a super embarrassingly long time.
I'll be impatient, but there's one annoying Ohio pup that's getting national attention. Take a look at this. That is Diamond. A couple had stopped at the subway and Grove City for some lunch when they saw the bulldog barking and honking and ignoring them hurry up. By the way, Diamond's owner was only inside for just a few minutes. The video was posted on Facebook. Turns out this is not the first time Diamond has caused a ruckus. The pup is missing around town.
Number 9. So all reporters have to do an interview at some point in their lives, which is why they're trained to handle anything that can be thrown at them. However, this conversation with the Japanese pool player went off the rails pretty quickly, and it's obvious that the reporter just didn't know what to do. Like, the guy was just yelling random English words and doing weird things with his hands, and he didn't answer a single question he was asked. In fact, the only thing that he managed to make clear was that he was definitely going to win the tournament, which could get pretty awkward if he didn't.
We thought you'd won it a couple of racks before you did win it.
My name is Anality Boy. Today, very lucky. Congratulations on me! Yay!
My gift was to be I just need to know this is Can you locate this for me? Because
thank you.
This is when I was considered a catch.
I didn't go even to the table here. So she said I should be allowed to be my family.
I'm back, John.
My movement is prescription medicine to treat it.